But what has all this got to do with me? Stephanie had to ask the question, even though she was sure she already knew the answer. You're perfect for him. Just the type of woman he needs. The quintessential heroine. Attractive and bright. Spunky, Jan tossed in. I can't believe what I'm hearing, Stephanie protested. I don't even like the man. That's even better. The heroines in the novels seldom do either. Not at first, anyway. I think you ladies are confusing fantasy with reality. Of course we are. That's the fun of it. We're all incurable romantics. And when we see a romance in the making, it's simply part of our nature to want to step in and help things along. We've even thought about writing one, Tony informed her. But why me? You're perfect for Mr. Lockwood, in addition to being exceptionally attractive. Thanks, but... And you don't seem to lord it over those of us who aren't, Barbara murmured. But that doesn't explain why you chose me to weave your plot around. Mr. Lockwood likes you. Oh, I hardly think... All right. He respects you. We all noticed that this afternoon when you left for the meeting. He wouldn't take you along if he didn't value your opinion. Stephanie shook her head wildly. Do you know what he said? A man commented on what an attractive executive assistant he had, and your hero, Lockwood, told him I was only a substitute, as though he'd had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to come up with me. Finding the situation unbelievably hysterical in retrospect, she giggled. It took her a moment to notice that the other four were strangely quiet. What do you think, Maureen? Jan asked.
I'd say he's definitely noticed her. He's fighting it already.
Oh, come on. You've blown this all out of proportion.